here's a story from The World.
The war in Ukraine has energized patriotism there, so it's not surprising that many Ukrainians are embracing symbols of national identity, the language, the flag, music. Increasingly, Ukrainians are also expressing patriotism on their bodies. The World's Daniel Hoffman has our next story from the capital, Kyiv.
Mykola Dubrovin got his first tattoo 10 years ago, and he didn't start small.
The first design was the rose, and the session was, I think, 5 or 6 hours. After this session, I said, okay, please book in me on next one. The next one was 10 hours.
And Dubrovin says he was already imagining the design for yet another tattoo.
The feelings that I make something special on my body, and maybe inside of me something tell me that, okay, it's art, you like the art, you need to continue doing this.
Tattoos became his passion. In 2019, he opened his own studio here in Kyiv. The business thrived up until February 24th of last year.
This day changed everything.
It was the day Russia began its full-scale invasion of Ukraine.
All of my windows was broken because one of the rockets was fall around my apartment. I woke up and said, okay, let's start it.
Dubrovin was forced to shut down his business. Everyone was scrambling to get their families to safety. 3 months later, when life in Kyiv felt safer, he reopened the tattoo studio.
The first 3 or 4 months, 80% of people want to make their patriotic tattoos. People want to make Ukrainian symbols to improve their feelings and show their Ukrainian culture.
People got Ukrainian flags, the Ukrainian trident, the map of the country, and other national symbols. The trend continues to this day. Andriy Lukachuk is one of the tattoo artists here.
At the beginning of the full-scale invasion, a lot of military people would come and I would do a lot of tattoo for the soldiers. A lot of soldiers would get tridents. They would get the symbols of their units, their battalions. Some soldiers would get like the pictures of their relatives or family members.
As we speak, Lukachuk is working on Andriy Vasanovich's right arm, which is almost completely covered in ink. Vasanovich points to the image of a Kozak, a Ukrainian warrior, the famous motherland monument in Kyiv, and then a quote from the Ukrainian national poet Taras Shevchenko. He says he wanted to get Ukrainian-themed tattoos before the invasion, but the war gave him that final nudge. Daria Kurudymova is 27 years old, and she says she's wanted to get a tattoo since she was 16.
Я так достаточно нерішительний чоловік, і мені тяжело було на щось себе пододвинути.
I'm a pretty indecisive person, but with war there's a feeling that you might not get a chance to do the things you've dreamed about for a long time.
Kurudymova says the war helped her overcome many of her fears, and one thing she was afraid of at first was facing the tattoo needle. She says she was so nervous she was shaking.
My tattoo artist was kind of like my psychologist.
Kurudymova says on a couple of occasions during her sessions at the tattoo studio, air raid sirens went off, and they even heard explosions outside. But she says they would just keep going, no matter what. The whole tattoo experience, she says, has had a calming effect on her. Here's Mykola Dubrovin again, the tattoo studio owner.
We are making the big projects. For these projects, we need to spend at least 7 days. So while in this, we are knowing each other very good. We're starting with the clients and finishing with the friends.
Dubrovin says that tattoos are not just art. In many cases, he says tattoos can give people confidence, even courage. And that's something that he hopes can be another permanent outcome of his work. For The World, Daniel Hoffman, Kyiv, Ukraine.